Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is a Good Stuff Tips. Stuff you really ought to know. There's a zillion things in music that you really ought to know, and by taking them one by one over a period of time and combining them with the knowledge you already have, you can make enormous steps forward. Now, this subject is about polytonality. You can create a dreamlike quality in your playing by combining two keys at the same time. It kind of creates a mood of ambiguity, okay? Kind of like a dream. What you do is you play one song in one key in your right hand and another key in your left hand. And the keys that work best, the keys that are a fifth apart, a second apart, maybe a flat third apart, there's other combinations that work too, but you can start with those, okay? It may seem very hard at first, but you'll catch on as you do it more and more. This little card has an example of keys a fifth apart. In the left hand, and the right hand, but together you have this kind of feeling. Now, there's a world of possibilities waiting for you in the field of polytonality. There really is, okay? It's an unexplored world. Some people that I talk to think that, you know, the world has been discovered. The world of music has been discovered. It really hasn't. There's uncharted worlds out there, and I'll give you the direction of those uncharted worlds. It's called polytonality. In other words, combining one key with another key, sometimes three keys at once. The only people that are really doing this are the classical composers and now the fusion people, the people that are combining various kinds of music into a style called fusion. You may know it as jazz, contemporary jazz, but it's really called fusion music. And it's usually jazz musicians who are taking the best out of classical and rock and so on and putting it all together into this fusion kind of music that's just simply wonderful. And by combining several keys or several different chords together, you have these flavors that just don't exist in regular music. Okay, now, you can not only do this with whole keys and whole songs, but you can do it selectively with certain chords. And you probably do it anyway. Let me give you an example. You know that old song, Moon River? Moon River. Hear that chord? You know what that is? In the left hand, I'm playing the F chord. And in the right hand, I'm playing the G chord. So what is that in our formula? It's a second apart. Because why do I say it's a second? Because G is a whole step above F. So it's like playing the F chord with G superimposed on it. Okay? Now, voicing has a lot to do with how smooth it sounds. I realize that. The voicing is not the subject of this card. I'll talk about voicing on another little, you know, card. Or you can take one of my other courses on voicing, or we'll cover it in lessons or whatever. But once you get the concept of polytonality, then, you know, and you can do it to some extent, then you want to work on voicing. For example, in this particular place in Moon River, in the left hand I have a tenth, a roll tenth, which is like my little fingers on F, my index fingers on C above that, and my thumbs on A above that. And in my right hand, I have my thumb on D right above middle C, my index finger on G, and my fifth finger on B. Now, if you just stop and play that, you know, it sounds dissonant, doesn't it? But put it in context. There it is again. Now listen to this. Now, if that sound doesn't sound like a normal chord to you, the reason is that it's polytonality. And again, that's a second. In the left hand, I have a B-flat seventh chord. In the right hand, I have the C triad. See? See? There I have it again. C over B flat. Well, I won't go on and on, but I just want to alert you to the fact that there are worlds waiting to be discovered by you after you master all the traditional chords. And by that I mean, you know, all the triads, major, minor, diminished, augmented, all the extensions, sixth, seventh, major, seventh, ninth, 11th, 13th, and the alterations, the flat fifths, the flat ninths, the sharp fifths, and so on. You know, all the alterations and the slash chords and the suspensions. After you master all that, then you can get into polytonality, which, of course, as I said here, means combining two or more chords or two or more keys together. Okay, and again, you can use it selectively. You can use it in a whole song, or you can just use it on an individual chord and kind of come in and out. That's how I use it. Unless I'm joking around, I don't play a whole song in, you know, one hand and one key, and, you know, one in another. But I use it selectively in chords in the context of a song, and it can become real, real useful. Okay, well, that's another good stuff you really ought to know. Thanks for the time with me, and we'll see you next month. Bye-bye.